I'll start by getting you to introduce yourself. Tell me your first and last name and where we are.
Hi, my name is Gail Starling, and I'm in Revelstoke. I have Zorro, who's a Labradoodle, and Chevy, who's a Australian Doodle, Australian Shepherd and Poodle. Normally, I'll take them for at least one long walk a day, which lasts an hour. And then we go for about three or four 20-minute walks a day. The areas that I have found so far, the dogs are to be on leash. There's one spot close to the river, just over the bridge, where they're allowed to be off leash. And Zorro loves to go there because he loves to swim. I was taking the boys out for a short walk so they could go potties. I was walking on Douglas Street, and I just started a new block, and about halfway down the block, I seen a dog with his owner, and the owner was sitting on a bicycle, and the dog was on a leash. But for some reason, I decided to turn around and just to avoid that dog. I didn't want any situations. So I turned around to go a different direction, and bam, the dog somehow got off leash, and he was on top of my dog, Zorro.
And what did you do?
Well, I tried to kick at the attacking dog, and I was yelling, no, 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 and the dog seemed to back off. The owner came running up, said, I'm sorry, and he left. I was in shock, and I've got one dog in each arm. I'm 65 years old, and I'm trying to deal with a dog attacking my dog. Yes, it was horrible.
The owner of the other dog left before Gail Starling could even think to ask for his name and number. Zorro was hobbling on three legs, a hind leg hurt. After a week, he was still limping, so Starling took him to the vet. After x-rays, blood tests, and urine samples, they found Zorro needs a surgery to repair the cruciate ligament in his knee. It's called a tibial plateau leveling osteotomy. This all happened at the end of May. Zorro's surgery and the costs were recently confirmed. Dr. Richard Auk will do the operation on July 5th at the Shuswap Veterinary Clinic in Salmon Arm. It will cost $4,100. This is the fourth time Zorro's been attacked by other dogs in Revelstoke. That's why Starling turned around when she came upon the man on a bike with the dog.
I don't know. He's very, very friendly, very loving dog. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. But every time they go after Zorro and not the other dog. And the vet thinks it's because Zorro is fixed and Chevy's not. So these dogs smell and they go after what they perceive to be the weaker dog, the one that's fixed.
Under the province of British Columbia's community charter, the city of Revelstoke has the authority to regulate, prohibit, and impose requirements in relation to animals. The city created an animal control bylaw to do that. It's enforced by bylaw compliance officers.
Hi there, I'm Joseph Marcafio. I'm the bylaw compliance supervisor for the city of Revelstoke. I've been working bylaw enforcement here in Revelstoke for about 7 years, and I've been in a supervisory capacity for almost two now.
Marcafio's advice, if you or your dog is bitten by another dog, report it to bylaw right away. Under the animal control bylaw, it says, no owner shall allow his or her dog to harass, chase, or approach a person or a domestic animal in a menacing fashion or apparent attitude of attack. No owner shall allow his or her dog to bite, inflict any injury on, or otherwise attack a person or a domestic animal. Under the law, officers can define dogs that break those rules as aggressive or dangerous.
I can assure you that if it is reported, we will take it as far as we can take that investigation. These are probably the most serious calls that we have. And in the day, if something like that happens, everything gets dropped, for a serious dog incident. And we go deal with that, and we keep on top of it until we can take it as far as we can. We hopefully can take it to the point where charges are laid, right? That's the goal, right? Sometimes that may not be necessary. Sometimes there's other ways of dealing with it to get compliance. But the more serious it is, the more closely we're bound to the law.
Starling didn't call the city after Zora was attacked most recently.
The one time that Zora was attacked, it's actually by a dog that lives in this building. And it was later in the evening, and I phoned the RCMP. Now, whether they did anything or not, I have no idea. But if they did do something, it did no good, because I've seen the dog several times still running around off leash. So it seems kind of pointless to even bother the RCMP or the bylaw officers, because nothing changes.
Stoke FM spoke with Corporal Phil Posey with the Revelstoke RCMP. Dogs fall under city jurisdiction, he said, and when someone reports an incident to the RCMP, it gets handed off to the city.
We have received reports from the RCMP about dog incidences. I'm not sure if we received all the reports. I know some that we don't get, but there's a lot of times that the RCMP will kind of turn over that file and pass it on to us, as I think should be done.
Because, again, it's municipal law.
That's correct. Yeah, it is. It is our job.
Marcoffio figures 98% of serious incidents concerning aggressive dogs in Revelstoke don't get reported to the city. It's just a guess.
Even myself and the other officers here, we see a lot of reports or complaints on Facebook of dog attacks. Unfortunately, most of those don't make it to our desk here. I think we find for the ones that do report these incidences that it is the second, third, or fourth time that it has occurred. Should that have been reported prior to the second, third, or fourth time, that could have been the last incident at all. That being said, you also may be preventing another person from getting injured should you report this, and then we're able to intervene at an early stage. We need the date, the time, the location. We need a description of the dog if you can, the best you can, description of the owner if there was another owner there.
If you report an incident, Marcoffio says bylaw officers will interview you, then have you write a statement. They may ask you to testify in court down the road. As for people whose dogs do the attacking?
I suggest that the best thing for you is to take responsibility for the actions and whatever happened, any incident that occurred. It's better for you. It's better for your dog. Should we catch up with you later and you're not as cooperative as you could have been, that could lead to more penalties down the road, right?
At 65, Starling is on a fixed income. Her friend set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for Zoro's surgery. Starling has a plea that echoes Joe Marcoffio's about pet owners taking responsibility.
Just keep your dogs on a leash, and you know, it costs a lot of money when a dog is injured for vet bills. Plus, there's the possibility of the human being hurt also. So please, just keep your dogs on a leash.
Now, Zoro and Chevy only go on short bathroom walks. Zoro can't handle more, and Starling doesn't have the heart to take Chevy and leave him behind.
Yeah, and he definitely misses it. Like, I'm hoping he doesn't think he's being punished, because, like I said, 7 days a week we're out there, and he needs the exercise.
Are you taking the other one out?
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.